Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final week here of Coaches Shows, 92.1 KMZ, alongside Luke Baxter here of the Onega Buffaloes. I'm Krennan Prophet. This Onega Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Onega Buffaloes here finishing the regular season 3-5 overall here. They'll go on the road and face the Centralia Panthers, same as last season, but looking for a different result here, trying to win that first round game here to try to upset on the road this Panthers team that finished up as the runner-up of Class 1A last season. But again, real quick, before we talk about Friday's matchup, we got to talk about last Friday's matchup against the McLeod Bulldogs, finishing 20-0, an unfortunate loss there here for your team. But what can you tell me in that matchup last Friday there for your team, Luke Baxter?
I don't know if I had him ready to play. We did fine defensively, just didn't execute offensively like we were wanting to. But, I got to give a lot of credit to McLeod. They were probably the more physical team. Their style of offense was effective, and we had stopped them three times early on in the game, but we just didn't capitalize on some opportunities, and I thought we had a chance to score in the first half and take a lead, and we turned the ball over, and again, McLeod did what they're good at. They just took the ball and went down the field and scored and got up 6-0 right before half, in the last minute of the half, and that was a big momentum shift in that game. I truly believe if we would have scored there, I think we got the ball down to about the 30. I think it could have been different, but it wasn't, and those are the things that happen in ball games. And again, McLeod did a good job at what they're good at and got away from us.
And kind of looking here over the entire season here for your team, you've seen your team get kind of banged up in a lot of spots. You've had a lot of people who have not seen varsity before have to step up. You've had a lot of guys have to kind of get adjusted to different positioning. You know, what have you seen here, the resilience from your team week in and week out, the strengths? Of course, this team just trying to play collectively as a unit week by week.
Oh, I mean, they're tough kids, and they're not afraid. They always play hard. And Friday, we had a couple new guys out there that hadn't played much all year, and we lost a couple guys in the McLeod game, and those guys didn't start the year as starters. So, you know, we had a couple guys that were third team or replacements of replacements. So, but they weren't afraid. They went out there and they did their best. We've had to move guys around. We moved our backup quarterback in to guard last week, and I thought he did a good job. You know, they did everything I asked of them. They play hard and they give effort, and we're just getting a little bit thin. But it's not. It's stuff that we can't control. Talked about how control what you can control, and the guys that go out there, they do their best, and that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, what can you really say about the young freshman quarterback who's come in this year? I mean, again, you kind of mentioned there, he's a lot of young guys on this team stepping up. Well, Ryder Coulterman has been a story. You know, he's been trying to step up this entire season there at the varsity level. He's had a lot of great games, unfortunately a lot of down ones too, but again, he has fought a lot with resilience and strength, and he has worked along with this unit every single day, every single week, every single game. What can you really say there about that young freshman and really what he's been able to do this season?
Well, he's just a great young man. Leads by example. He's a warrior. He's really good on defense, too. He's had a lot of good games for us this year. We wouldn't have won those three games without him. So he's done a really good job. He struggled some on Friday. He's done everything we asked for him and more. He's never acted like a freshman out there. So I've been real proud of him, and I think he's looking forward to playing Centralia again. That was one of his tougher games this year, and a lot of that had to do with Centralia. They're a really good team, really good on defense. But now he's ready to strap it on Friday and give it his best shot.
Well, as you mentioned, ready to take on Centralia. That's the Centralia Panthers here on the road for the Week 9 playoff game here for the Onega Buffaloes. We'll talk about it more in segment number 2 coming right up here on Coaches Shows. Welcome back here to our final segment here of the Onega Coaches Shows for the entire season. It's been a great ride here on the Onega Buffaloes Coaches Shows. This Onega Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. I'm Krennan Prophet alongside here Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. Here are the Onega Buffaloes taking on the Centralia Panthers for the second time this season, just like last year, facing the Panthers on the road in the first round of playoffs. Onega, they faced Centralia earlier this season, losing by a final score of 44-8, scoring that touchdown there at the very end of the game. But again, Luke, what are you kind of expecting here against this Panthers team tonight, having already seen them earlier once already in the season?
Well, they're really good. Just a old-fashioned, hard-hitting, well-coached football team. They block really well. They have multiple guys that run the ball really hard. They've got guys to throw to. They've on defense, they're really, really good. They tackle well and they fly to the ball and they do the stuff that as a coach you want to see your own team do. They've been good at that for a long time. And like I said, they're really well coached. And so we're expecting, to play a really good Centralia team. And we have to match their intensity and we have to tackle and block to give ourselves a chance late in the game. Cause Centralia will bring it and they always do. And they're just a good football team.
Yeah. I mentioned there just the one score there in that last contest. It was a 45-yard touchdown pass, a beautiful one. I remember seeing it. It was from Ryder Kulchman to Kramer. He got his first touchdown, a pass of the season in there. So again, what's it going to take here to produce kind of more scoring drives like that more earlier here in the game against Centralia this Friday?
Well, we have to sustain drives, limit turnovers. I think I said that before we played them last time, and we had 3 or 4 turnovers in the game, and you just can't do that against Centralia. They're the type of team that if you make mistakes, they capitalize on it. So we have to limit turnovers this time around, and we have to sustain some drives. We've got to get some first downs and try to keep their offense off the field, because they're really good at moving the ball and scoring, and so sometimes against Centralia, your best defense can be your offense. So that's kind of a goal, to sustain some drives and try to score. They've played really good teams lately, like Troy and Riverside, and their defense hasn't given up a touchdown. So scoring on Centralia is a task. And so if we get opportunities to get the ball, down inside their 20, you have to try to capitalize on that. And that's no easy task. So just sustain some drives and then try to put some points on the board. But in order to do that, we gotta block a lot better than we did last time. So we got 2 more days to prepare and we'll go up there and give it our best shot.
Well, lastly here, what are some final keys? Potentially the last game of the season. Of course, you want the ability to again, go on. You have a chance to play against Riverside or a Buncee via the win here this Friday. What's it going to take here to upset this Centralia team that finished as the Class 1A runner-up last season and right now, again, district title champion this year as well as a league title championship as well?
Well, like a lot of those things I just talked about, staying drives, and when you get down the red zone, you got to put the ball in and in the end zone, but it just comes down to football blocking and tackling. We gotta block better than we did last time. We gotta tackle a little better. I thought we missed some tackles early on in the game, and a lot of that had to do with the running backs and the quarterback, but we gotta do a better job of tackling and try to get them off the field on 3rd and long. Last game, we had a couple 3rd and longs and a couple 4th downs, and Centralia made plays. We just didn't get them off the field. So gotta do that, get them off the field, tackle, and block a little better. And that's a recipe to give you a chance against a good team like Centralia, especially late in the game.
Well, again, Coach, it's been an incredible journey here through this season with you every single week here for these coaches' shows. Would like to give a last thank you to here all of our sponsors who have supported this show: Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. Thanking everybody here who's stuck with this journey here. Again, I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. Good luck this Friday here against the Centralia Panthers on the road. Go to look and make a scare there for Halloween Day and try to get that upset there this Friday. Again, good luck here. Luke Baxter.
Hey, thanks, Crittenden, and I want to tell you thanks for all you do for high school sports, and it's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, that was Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. The Onega Buffaloes here on Friday, a chance to upset the Centralia Panthers on the season to look to improve onto the next round of the playoffs. Again, Onega this Friday here, starting at 6 p.m., the first round of football playoff games. You win, you continue here against the Centralia Panthers. It's the Onega Buffaloes who will be on the road.